WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
We've spoken repeatedly about the notion that you would likely be better off financially in retirement if you worked for more years and waited to begin claiming Social Security. Not only does working longer allow one to save more money for retirement, but delaying the receipt of Social Security benefits increases the value of those monthly benefits. Here's another reason to hold off collecting those Social Security checks. If you retire early, you are more likely to die earlier as well. A new study produced by Maria Fitzpatrick at Cornell University and Timothy Moore from the University of Melbourne reveals a striking correlation between Social Security claims for early takers and surging mortality. The paper is entitled "The Mortality Effects of Retirement: Evidence from Social Security Eligibility at Age 62. It is available on the National Bureau of Economic Research website. As indicated by Bloomberg, approximately a third of all Americans retire and start claiming Social Security benefits in their first month of eligibility when they turn 62. Fitzpatrick and Moore find that this may have an immediate negative impact on health. The biggest effect is on men, who experience an increase in mortality risk of about 20%. Demographic groups with the highest rates of retirement at age 62 also experience the highest mortality rate increase. The paper notes the obvious, which is that this phenomenon may be partially linked to existing health problems that force some people to stop working before they otherwise would. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.